The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for April 2nd, 2023. So first up, a bit of a disclaimer. I'm not one who likes kind of April Fool's news jokes, so I'm not ever going to knowingly put anything in the shows, these shows that are kind of untrue. Unless, of course, I get fooled, which I hope I didn't happen for this episode or it doesn't ever happen. So I think most publishers out there are getting better about this and making it pretty obvious when they're putting out April Fools, because I saw a few that were pretty obvious of what they were, but who, you know, you just never know. I'm not going to disparage anyone from doing jokes and, you know, fine. If you like that sort of thing, that's great. But I don't necessarily like reading things that are never going to happen or when they make them very, very possible to happen. I don't really like that sort of thing. So again, you're not going to hear any stories today of me trying to fool you with anything. And again, if I got fooled, boy, call me on it, because I don't have a whole lot of news stories, because there are a lot. This is the season, so there's a lot of crowdfunding going on and some big crowdfunding. So first up, CGE, or Czech Games Edition, they're going to release another Lost Ruins of Arnak expansion. This one is The Missing Expedition. They're shooting for a Gen Con release for this one, and it should be $30. And of course, you'll need the base game to play it. They did have another with the, I think it's the Expedition Leaders was their second expansion, or their second release, the first expansion of this one. And boy, was it great, because it had all these different leaders, because the game was great as it is, but you kind of needed that little something after you played it a whole lot. And since it was my game of the year a few years ago, I really played this one a lot. So what was cool about Expedition Leaders is that you got player powers and everybody had a different player power, and it really made the game just so much more fun. And it also made their kind of solo campaign great, because they have a little app that they have out that you can do. Basically, I think it's a web assistant app, so to speak, that you can play it solo, and it had a really cool campaign. Now, this particular one, The Missing Expedition, will have two more leaders and two new research tracks. The other one also kind of brought in some research tracks, the other expansion. This will bring two new research tracks, two new leaders, a bunch of new cards for kind of artifacts, any items. And this will also have a solo or a co-op campaign. I don't think you could play their other campaign co-op. I think it was just supposed to be solo, but this one will be solo or co-op campaign. Absolutely great game. This is a deck building kind of worker placement. Again, one of the best games of the last 5 years. Absolutely love it. And it is very, very user-friendly as far as kind of novice or newer gamer friendly. Just so, so good. Fantasy Flight is going to release their second, or their Act 2 of the new Descent series. I don't know if this is Descent. I guess 3.0 is what they would consider this one. But anyway, this is Descent Legends of the Dark, The Betrayer's War. I have the first one, the Act 1, the Descent Legends of the Dark, was really, really good. It's got a lot of really cool kind of 3D terrain that goes along with things. And you're kind of going as you're kind of going into the dungeon, or, you know, you're going up these stairs, going around, you have bookcases, a little bit of really everything. It's app assisted. It's really cool for a dungeon crawler. I'm a sucker for dungeon crawlers, I always say. And of course, you can play this one solo, controlling one or two characters. It's just great. And it's really, really fun. Again, really, since it's app assisted, you only really need to have one person that kind of really knows the game, you know, to play it with, since it is app assisted, and you can kind of run people through it. It's not very hard to learn this one anyway. Anyway, so this one is going to be out this summer. I think they're also shooting for a Gen Con release, I believe. This is going to be $160 for this one, because these are just gigantic square boxes with a whole lot of stuff in it. And I believe the base game is required on this. So this is going to update the kind of the characters in the game, new map pieces, and it's all going to incorporate into the base game. It's really, really kind of interesting that you need the base game to play it, and this one is still $160 and it needs the base game. So I've saw a little bit of people upset about that. But again, the people that are going to get this particular one are going to already have the base game. It's going to be Act 2. So that's kind of, you know, I guess it's not really anything to get upset about, but there's going to be so much more stuff that goes into this one. And again, it's going to be kind of level, you know, new level stuff for each one of the characters and items. It's just, this is really, really cool game. I love this one when I did play this one. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but really, really solid game. Staying with these big, sprawling, huge games, Atomic Mass is slowly releasing more and more information about Star Wars Shatterpoint. This one was out, I believe, at Adepticon. They've been kind of releasing a little bit more demos and stuff. So think of this one as Crisis Protocol, but with that kind of Star Wars skin. This one is supposed to be out in quarter two. I believe it's going to be early June of this year. Also $106 for this one. So it'll be a big old box with kind of a couple of different armies in it, so to speak, with, you know, the armies where you're going to have either the Alliance or the Empire, kind of their little armies that you're going to be playing, and it'll have some terrain in it. Now, it's a really cool miniatures looking game with some objective driven gameplay, tons of awesome minis. They do really cool support with these type of games. I know a lot of people have been playing Crisis Protocol for a while, and they do release a lot of minis and a lot of cool stuff for that, and I guess new missions and new objectives. So I think that's going to be a really cool thing to see, and I believe they'll be updating this one, or, you know, just supporting this one really, really well. They're going to have a lot of good store kits, the retailer kit, which will have some promotions for people that play in the stores, and the stores will be giving them out on demo days and game days. The terrain looks really cool. And I mean, again, as much as they've supported Crisis Protocol over the last few years, I believe they're really going to support this, just support the heck out of this one. And don't get me wrong, this is not cheap. It's going to be expensive as all heck to get in on these, at least the base one, and then all the extra expansions. And they're high quality. So, I mean, I guess you're not really, you're getting what you pay for. So don't really worry too much about that. But again, this is going to be another one of those big hobby things. And if you're kind of a miniatures war gamer, which is kind of this, I guess this is kind of going towards that type of player, you're used to paying these kind of prices for them. But it really looks cool. So look for that one, Star Wars Shatterpoint, over the next couple of months. Also at Adepticon, Gale Force 9 released some more information. I guess they were showing off Star Trek Away missions. This one should be out in July of this year, or again, just in time for this. I'm not sure about that. I don't know what the price is going to be, but I'm pretty sure they said July-ish. So again, look for a lot of these things that come up into Gen Con. It's going to be kind of Gen Con releases. So this was another interesting one, but with not a lot of information. So the core game, you're going to have, you know, basically their first release. It's going to be Battle of Wolf 359. So you've got the Borg against the Federation. So you've got kind of a team of Locutus and a team of Riker, and you've got different objectives you're trying to get. You're going to try to defeat the Borg, and the Borg, of course, trying to defeat the Federation or assimilate everyone as usual. They showed off some more expansions that they do have coming out. So it kind of looks like a system where I guess you'll have a base board, and kind of depending on what missions, the maybe different things will come out on a board, and you'll have different ways of playing them. I'm sure the different missions will have, you know, kind of come on cards and be able to show them all. You've also got a Romulan expansion that's going to be coming out. And of course, what Star Trek would be complete without a Klingon expansion. I'm not really sure of all the prices of that. It just says coming soon. I'll have a link to their website as well, to where they kind of showed off some more of this. But they'll look like a pretty cool system as well. You know, I do just kind of like these kind of miniatures, kind of tableau building, kind of adventure style game. Very cool. And finally, in the news, 25th Century Games is going to be releasing a solo card game called Resist. That should be out probably about the time you hear this, sometime this month. It should be about $25. They're really good at these kind of smaller card games and Roll and Rights and such. 25th Century Games does are really good with those kind of things. This one looks like I believe it's about the Spanish Civil War, and it's got a solo card game with some kind of deck construction elements and push your luck elements. From the publisher, it says, at the beginning of the game, you're going to assemble a team of 12 Maquis, which are represented by your deck of cards. And then over a series of rounds, you're going to undertake increasingly difficult missions, and completing missions earns you points you needed to win. Failing to defeat a mission or the enemies may cause you to lose. And at the end of each round, you must choose whether to end the resistance or risk it and take on another mission. So, and I believe as doing those missions, you're kind of using these cards from your deck, and then they may be expended. And then how many cards do you have left, and so on and so forth. So a pretty cool little card game there called Resist. Again, this is a solo game, plays in about 20, 30 minutes, pretty lightish game. And like I said, there is a whole bunch of crowdfunding this episode, so I really want to get into these. There are some big ones that were announced and come out. And again, nothing is cheap again these days. So the first one, which is one of these that I've been kind of looking forward to for all of last year and then was on my most anticipated for this year, this is The Elder Scrolls Betrayal of the Second Era. This is by Chip Theory Games. These first few are going to be up on GameFound. This one, it's got plenty of time left. And of course, it's got about $2.5 million that it made. And each one of these, I believe you can probably do it in a la carte, but I believe your regular pledge is $195, which is a lot, but they're, you know, Chip Theory Games, they're just the production value on everything is just amazing, and everything that comes in the game. This looks like a really solid, fun, kind of sandboxy game where you can either play it solo or 1 to 4 player games. Looks really cool. So check that one out. Also, Hexplore It, Fall of the Ancients on GameFound now. Also got about 3 weeks to go as of this recording. Hexplore It is a really cool system. I haven't played a whole lot of this one, but again, another one where it's mostly solo and cooperative, but it's probably really hints towards that solo gameplay, but kind of playing almost through a novel as you're playing it in a lot of really cool ways to make up your character. And then as you're playing through the game, you're almost kind of living through the whole adventure. There's a lot of different ways to make your characters, a lot of different books to play through with these big, you know, hex maps. Really cool. Again, you're going to get what you pay for here. I think the normal price is going to be about $300 for this one, but to get in on it, going to be about $170. Really looks like kind of your own, you know, especially if you're playing it solo, your own kind of, you know, your own way of DMing through a really cool narrative adventure. They've got some exclusive stuff from GameFound on there, but man, it looks absolutely amazing. I'm not sure when this one will be out, but check this one out if you like this sort of thing. Again, I apologize because all this stuff is expensive. Although this next one, this last one on GameFound, Tyrannog Between Worlds, this is by Grand Gamers Guild. Mark Spector and Grand Gamers Guild, they put out some really solid games. This one is only $36 to get into. And again, you're looking at 1 to 5 player game. This is a real, another, it even has a little bit of a narrative type feel to it. Cause as you're kind of drafting different cards to put into your tableau, which are kind of, you know, these saga and geese cards, you've got these encounter cards that are going into the row. And depending on how these certain cards come out, you're going to be kind of influencing the colors of these cards, the strength of these cards, and where you're putting them and which ones you can put in to your tableau to get to different points and to get your score there. But it's really cool how they have, again, a narrative is going to come through. So I think this is kind of another one of these games that's got a smaller price tag, but a lot more value for your buck there. And this is, of course, funded. It's got about a week and a half to go. So check that one out, too. Not quite as big or bombastic as kind of the other games, but Tyrannog Between Worlds looks amazing as well. And some solid art and gameplay in there. So into Kickstarter now, we've got Unmatched Adventures, Tales to Amaze. This is the one I meant to talk about last show. I think I kind of hinted towards it from Restoration Games, but I never actually talked about it. I think I put it in on a Discord channel. This one's got about a week to go, and it is well funded by Restoration Games. So, of course, Unmatched is a great one-on-one or two-on-two game. It's just really fun to play, kind of skirmishy game. So Tales to Amaze is going to make this one co-op against the game itself, which is a really cool way to play this sort of game. Their whole moving and initiative and how you play against the game is going to be great. You'll be able to take some of the other characters from the other systems and play them in this one. So absolutely great way. So especially if you kind of want to play this one solo, or if you're playing the, you know, if you played them, you always wanted to play them either co-op or solo. You'll be able to do that now. Cause again, it's more of Unmatched is generally more of a one-on-one game, and does have a great, I don't say an app, but it's got a great PC presence to it. There's a Steam version, which is great, that I picked up, and it's a lot of fun. Cool way to play that one. You can play that one solo or against friends on there as well. But check this one out, Unmatched Adventures, Tales to Amaze. Next up, The Last Kingdom board game. This is being put out by Gamelin Games, who's mostly known for their Tiny Epic series. But this is an IP game, The Last Kingdom, the board game. This is designed by John D. Clare, who I absolutely love. A friend of ours from the Geek All-Stars. He does a lot of really cool different games, from smaller games all the way up to larger type games. And this is going to be a larger, officially licensed game. So it's exactly what you're thinking of as far as kind of a sprawling game with tableau building. You have your armies and you're kind of just, you're conspiring, you're planning to draft your cards, and you're just It's just nuts. It's kind of very dudes on a mappy, I guess, in a game, as you would say, because you're just, you're kind of, I guess you're just trying to control the kingdom. So very dudes on a map type game. This one has got about another 2 weeks to go on it, and you get on this one for about $55. They keep it nice and easy, which is good. I like when they keep it easy on these pledges. But it is well funded, so check that one out as well. A good strategy game for 2 to 5 players. A little lighter now. This one is by AEG. This is called Let's Go to Japan. It says you've picked the date and booked your flight. Now it's time to plan your dream vacation to Japan. Got about a week to go. Again, this is by AEG, and it only is about $39. This is from the same designer as Santa Monica, so it has that same really cool kind of gameplay where it's very easy to learn. So Santa Monica was a game that I played with my family over the pandemic, and we absolutely loved it. Very light to get into, and this has that same feel to it where it's 1 to 4 players. It's about an hour to play this one. So it's going to be another kind of drafting tableau building, kind of very cool chaining kind of to get your points in there as well. Absolutely cool gameplay. Again, nice and easy to play. I think the art is very, very nice, and it'll be very, very chill filler game for you. Again, to get in there for $39, or you can get in the deluxe version for about $70 there. And this one should be out in about a year from now. April of next year is when it's a planned release. So next up, a little bit bigger here. This is Galactic Renaissance. This is from Christian Martinez, the designer of Inish. And another one that's about $80 to get in on this one. Or you've got the all-in pledge. That's about $109. It's an interesting kind of deck building game in a way, or deck construction game, because as you're kind of putting your team together, that's your deck that you're going to be using. And then as you're kind of getting other specialists and other people that go into your deck or into your crew, that's going to be what's going into your deck. And then you're going to be traveling to different areas or different civilizations, putting out emissaries and actually just influencing the different planets out there. It's very cool how they've got, the different planets are represented by a whole bunch of different planet tiles, and they all have their own different kind of way they play on them and what you can do with them. Cool little minis, and just actually looks like a pretty cool, a little more in-depth and deeper gameplay. If you played Inish, you probably know that it does have a lot of strategy to it, almost kind of warish dudes in a map in a really distilled way. I'm kind of like overselling if I say dudes in a map, because it's not a lot. It's not your huge dudes in a map. This is kind of more of a strategic dudes in a map. And I think that's going to have some of that area control and gameplay about when you're controlling, trying to get the galaxy under your control galactic sort of way. And that one's got about a week to go, and it is well funded. Next one, go to kind of the dexterity route, and this is Nekojima. It's got about another week and a half to go. It is well funded. This one is put out by Unfriendly Games, and it says a never seen before dexterity game, and that is not true, because the dexterity games have been around forever, and so has stacking. But it is pretty cool looking. I won't completely disparage it, because it's not that it's never been seen before, but it is a very cool looking game. And from people that I know that have actually played this one in prototype or early release form, have said it's one of their favorites of this type. But again, if you're a dexterity lover, you're going to probably really like this one, because kind of the way you're connecting the different kind of pieces of the dexterity to activate the kind of electricity, the whole theme of it is electrify the four districts of Nekojima with ingenuity and dexterity in a new balance game. Again, we've seen balancing and dexterity a million times, but it does look like it might have a little bit of uniqueness to it. So if you do like that sort of thing, this is going to be right up your alley. This is going to be about $40 to get in on this one, and it should be out later this year. It ships everywhere in the world, but it should be out later this year. And probably because they're probably trying to get it out at Gen Con to have a big, to get a big hit. So they'll have it sent out so that they hopefully can sell some at Gen Con. But again, I've heard some good things about this one. Not really my thing as far as dexterity goes, and it looks like it's been done before. But if you don't have this sort of thing in your collection, definitely check this one out. That is Nekojima. Again, about a week and a half to go. And finally, as far as the ones that are out now, Chemical Overload. This one is not yet funded, but it is pretty early on, about 3.5 weeks to go in this one. I thought this was another pretty cool one, because it does some unique things with deck building and has that kind of alchemy. Me being a pharmacist, anything with alchemy and potion mixing is always going to have my interest in there. 1 to 4 players, plays in about an hour to an hour and a half, and it's got a pretty cool deck building engine, the way you're using your tableau and deck building and kind of changing the things in your deck as you're putting them in there. Looks like an interesting game. Again, this is $45 hours to get in there, and it's not too bad there. And of course, they have the deluxified edition for about $76. And of course, could use some love. It's not quite there yet. Could use some more to get to its financing. But I do like the feel of this one. This is by Rebirth Games. And finally, I wanted to bring up one that's going to be coming out. So it'll be coming out real soon. I'll have a link to it. Thanks to the great NATO for the heads up. This one will be out probably right as you hear this. You'll be able to get on this one. So hopefully this link should work for you. This is the Project L reprint and a new expansion for Project L. Project L is the board game, came out in 2020. Plays in about 30 minutes. This is a pretty cool little kind of brain-burny, puzzly, Tetris-y, kind of polyomino-type feel to it, strategic, and it was really light to get into, but a really fun game to play. So this one is, again, going to be an expansion and a reprint for Project L. Should be out later this week, so check that one out. I think you'll enjoy that one, especially if you like kind of the puzzly-type games. Hey, thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, check out the Major Spoilers Discord, where we talk a lot about, whether it be the Top 5 Forum, the Tabletop Games Forum, or the Munchkin Minute, Munchkin Land Forum. We talk a lot about board games and such. I absolutely love it. And of course, check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out my show, the Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2023 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.